Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting to Dottie Crow and she's going to talk about a master gardener project. Good morning to you, Dottie.
Good morning, LaVon. Good to see rain this morning.
Yeah, let's hope that's happening in a lot of places. And, we just need that rain. But whether it rains now or not, we're going to plan on doing some planting.
We are. Yes, fall is just a wonderful time for planting. The weather is so beautiful out. Don't have that sun beating down on us. And in this year in particular, it's been so dry. We hope that what's happening today will continue and the ground will be more conducive to planting and growing plants and fostering the bulbs.
So let's, before we talk about bulbs, because that's a new thing, let's talk about the plant sale.
Yes, we are having our second annual fall plant sale in October 10th at the community building. We'll start at 8 o'clock and go to 10 if we still have plants left. Keep in mind that we usually sell out fairly quickly, so the sooner you get there, the better. So this is the second year of doing this. And the types of plants you should expect in particular are things that are really great to plant in the fall. Hostas, lilies, that's a variety of lily plants. Irises, again, there's a variety of those. Naked lady bulbs, daffodil bulbs, and peonies. There'll be some other things there too, but those are the primary things that in particular are good to plant in the fall.
And those all come, well, most of them come from master gardeners, but others could bring things too.
Right. The majority of the plants will come from the master gardeners digging up things in their own gardens. They have excess things or their things have reproduced and they have too many, so they're willing to share. But we also will take donated plants. If you have plants you would like to dig up and donate, we will even help you dig. So you just need to call the extension office and tell them that you have plants to donate and we will take care of those for you.
Yeah. And there will be a lot of space, having it outside, maybe expand a little bit from what
we've done. We are talking about, we have quite a bit of space all around the community building, actually. So we're going to spread out on the sidewalk around the community building and divide things into the type of plant they are. So it's easy for you to go to lilies and see what we have for lilies. And we think we'll be able to spread out really well. And, of course, we have the parking lot if we need it.
Yeah, lots of space there. And it's a great time. I think people in the past who come to either the spring or the fall plant sale, they have a good time.
Oh, yes. So most of the people that come are people that are, you know, veteran gardeners, and they're just so excited to find, a new hosta or a different color of lily, something like that. But we also welcome new people, and, we'll be there to answer questions, help you pick out something that's good for your garden, and give you some instructions on how to grow that if you have questions.
Yeah, very good. Good chance to visit with master gardeners. So there's a new part, basically. Well, it's sort of connected to the plant sale and it's sort of not.
Exactly. So the new thing we have this year is a bulb sale. So we are selling tulip and daffodil bulbs. We do not necessarily expect those to be in by the plant sale, but we will arrange with you to pick them up. So right now we have an order form available online or at the Cass County Extension office, so you can pre-order your bulbs. We are getting these bulbs from Van Engelen, a producer in Connecticut, so these will be freshly dug from their gardens. They'll ship them to us in bulk. We'll package them, 5 bulbs to a bag, and then sell them to you. So these bulbs will be fresh. These are not going to be ones that have been sitting on a retailer's shelves for a couple months. These are going to be fresh from those gardens.
Now, let's talk a little bit about colors, because some people have definite themes.
Yes, so we are getting a mixture of bulbs. So we're not going to be able to guarantee you that you get a certain color, but the kinds of colors that we will have. So tulips, we have 11 varieties, and those colors are red, yellow, pink, white, apricot, and salmon. And narcissus, which is really a daffodil, we have another 11 varieties, and they range from white to a golden yellow, just kind of that range. We have a couple pictures that we will post on the Extension website so you can see the mixture colors.
Okay. So this says to me, maybe you have a cottage garden, and you like all those mixed colors. This would be a great opportunity.
Oh, perfect.
And it's also an opportunity maybe to see some new colors that you haven't used.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And maybe they're a larger, like Tulips are, they're a Darwin variety, which is a larger bulb, maybe taller than some of your other tulips. They also tend to last longer. Tulips have somewhat of a useful life, the bulbs, but Darwin bulbs tend to last longer.
So do you have tulips and daffodils at your house, or are you going to be adding lots, Dottie?
Well, I do have both at my house. Actually, my daffodils have greatly reproduced, so I don't think I need any more, but unless I want to start a new spot. My tulips have kind of faded out, so yes, I'm planning to get some tulips and start some new areas.
You know, sometimes I think we think the bulbs and the perennials is like, okay, you put them in the ground and then you don't have to do anything. I mean, water them, of course, and weed. But we think we don't have to move them and dig them up. Not quite right.
Well, the tulips tend to stay where they are, but they do tend to die out. So if you feel like your area is dying out, you could dig them up and put them together, you know, cluster them so they look a little better, or add to that. The daffodils, though, greatly reproduce. I dug up daffodils last year for the plant sale, and I dug up just a small area, maybe 12 inches by 12 inches, and I had 3 ice cream buckets of bulbs.
Wow.
They just kind of go crazy.
Yeah. They kind of meander sometimes, and you go, oh, where did that come from? Because it just kind of spreads out there. And it's important, if you want to keep them really blooming well, they really need to be divided.
Yes, they do. Because, you know, when you have that many bulbs in the ground for the daffodils, they're not all going to bloom,
right?
Obviously, because they're kind of on top of each other.
They need a little space around their roots. And although the bulb sale is just these daffodils and tulips, I always think about irises are one of my favorites, and they reproduce pretty well, and I got to dig up some of those.
Yes, absolutely. The other bulb that I mentioned for the plant sale is the naked lady bulbs, and those are those ones, some people call them surprise lilies, that just shoot up, and all of a sudden you've got this naked stalk with a pink flower at the top. Those also multiply, so if you keep track of where you have them, you'll notice that they are multiplying.
That's what I was just going to say, because when they first come up, you don't know they're going to be flowers. You really need to mark those so you don't pull them as weeds.
Well, I would say mine seem to just pop up and bloom. I seem to forget where they are.
Yeah.
And then it's a surprise. There they are.
The surprise lilies. They are great fun. And if you have them or you've seen them around town, those kind of big patches really give off a lot of color. More than
they really do.
One or two is
yes.
Kind of sparse. So you really need more than that.
Well, and that's really true of all bulbs, you know. With my favorite way to plant daffodils is to plant them in a circle, and then plant tulips inside of that. So you've got both kinds of color, and if you have them in clusters like that, you really get a show of color.
And probably last a little bit longer.
I think so.
Your bloom time, and of course that depends on the variety, whether they're early or late or medium. So maybe that keeps color going over a longer period of time. Okay, so we've talked about the bulb sale. How do people order those bulbs? What do they do?
Okay, so there is an order form available on the Extension website, Cass County Extension website, and there also are forms available at the Extension office. Or if you know a master gardener, they may have a form they can hand off to you. So we ordered 500 bulbs, and we are selling them until they are gone. So hopefully they will go very quickly.
And the price?
They are $5 for 5 bulbs.
Okay, and so you kind of order them by bunches of 5. I want 5.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I want a bag of 5.
Right, and we will put planting instructions with the bags so you know what
to
do.
So I'm thinking, as cause some people get so in a hurry to clean up things, and for me it's a little earlier this year because as things are drying, I'm cleaning this up. So think ahead, though. Where are you going to put these new ones? Now is, you know, when you clean up, that's the time to plan ahead.
Right. So look around and see where you have bare spots, or see where it would just be a great place to have a dash of color in the spring, because, you know, they come up before almost everything else. And so that's, where do you want that color?
You bet. So you've mentioned the website a couple of times. There's also Facebook. What's the easiest way to get to that?
To the Facebook?
Yes.
Cass County Master Gardeners. We have our own Facebook page.
Okay, and Extension is, I never put in that whole address. I just go ISU Extension Cass County, and it comes up.
It does.
It's not that difficult, but anyhow.
Yes.
I just search, and there it will be. So We haven't talked much about Master Gardeners as a group, but we do various things around the county, and this is one of them. So we want to thank you, Dottie Crow, for coming in, visiting with us, and remember, folks, to order your bulbs and plan on the fall plant sale. Until next time, Dr. Alan Armitage, a horticulturist, says, we are in the business of providing something to look forward to.
Thank you, LaVonne. Mm-hmm.